is just between you and me, okay?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, well, I hear you, but if it's that intense, I'll need a solid buzz to think clear.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? And hey, B-Town, what's going on? Beaumont, we are happy to be back. It is another year of Luke's Ice House visits. For the usual suspects, we are happy to be here. Hopefully you'll come down and see us. We are in Beaumont off Calder Avenue. Stop by and see us, 2325 Calder. Barry's here. I'm here. Nick's back at the studio. Nick is pulling some long shifts these days.
Is he?
Filling in. Tyler's in Vegas. Nick, did you have to do the Charlie Creighton show today?
I did. Patrick Creighton is filling
Patrick
in for
Palillo.
Charlie.
You did the Patrick Palillo show?
Today and Monday, I believe. Yep.
Patrick Palillo.
Yeah.
So you said, what'd you call this? B-Town?
B-Town.
What is the nickname?
B-Town flies, right? People have called it B-Town. Last time we were here, they told us that.
You're basically just taking H-Town and making it B-Town.
Because it's all one big happy family. Look,
that's lazy nicknaming.
I'm sure someone uses B-Town.
Is it the Mont?
First of all,
let's call it the Mont. I like the Mont.
That's ridiculously bad.
We're going with the Mont. What
up? It's over the bridge and through the woods, and we get there.
I'm chilling in the Mont. No?
Sounds like a blogger.
The Mont?
The Mont.
the full Monty. No?
No.
Okay. I don't know. What is the nickname of this place? What is it? What? Y'all don't have one?
B-Town.
That's even lamer than B-Town. Because B-Town sounds like H-Town. It sounds like Beantown, which is Boston.
You know what?
We got to go with the Mont.
So let me ask you this, because we always talk about the drive down here. I didn't go over the bridge and through the woods this time, because since I'm on my third month with a rental car with this ridiculous fiasco, I don't have my easy tag. So I'm taking I-10 on the way here. I happened to glance to my left getting out of Houston, and there's a large building about 6 to 8 stories high. It's got the normal Bank of America logos on the top, right? So I figured that's their, like a corporate office for Houston or something. On the fourth floor, the entire fourth floor, with no spaces or no punctuation, you know what it says?
What?
The Jim Adler, quote, the Texas Hammer, quote, and it's as big as the windows all the way across the building.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like,
he owns the building?
I guess so. I don't know if he owns it, but he owns the fourth floor, obviously. And then on the ground floor, there's another one. It's almost like Wheel of Fortune without the squares.
Yeah.
It was just these big, bold red letters and quotes that just said, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer.
Does he advertise all over the state? I think he does, because I know people in San Antonio talked about Jim Adler. Like, don't do that. It's going to be on video.
I think his kid – no, we don't have video here today. His kid works for him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he's the Texas monkey wrench, but I know that the two of them do commercials, and I think you're right. I think it is statewide.
Yeah, I believe it to be that he's – I don't know if he's outside of Texas.
I don't think so.
Okay, so he's just the Texas Hammer, but he keeps it in Texas.
Yeah.
All right.
But evidently he keeps it in an 8-story building where he gets
– Hey, man.
He doesn't get top building from B of A, but he gets the biggest billing in the middle of the building.
There's a lot of money in legal – Lots of money, man. Oh. Lots of money in chasing ambulances or whatever.
Think about how many – what his buys look like for commercials alone. He's got to be doing okay.
Yeah.
Why isn't he sponsoring the usual suspects? We're his biggest fans.
I don't want to get that far. But I would turn it down.
I got a proposal from Todd, and I said, we hammered him for $18.53. I want more.
I can't help it. Every time. It gets me every time. Even – It's the face that does it.
Then he holds the sledgehammer up for
And his son is now taking over.
I think that's they're like a.
And it's
team.
The first family of Texas, I suppose.
Drive okay?
Oh yeah, it's just listen. When you after you've driven to Wichita, several times, a drive from Houston to Beaumont is nothing. This is, it's fantastic compared to driving to Wichita. Because you have to drive through the entire state of Oklahoma plus half of Kansas. This is nothing. Coming through Sour Lake or whatever was sour out there.
You took the roundabout way again?
Yeah, I come up 105.
How many Confederate flags did you see?
Oh, the huge.
Okay.
Just the usual number of Confederate flags.
Legitimate flags or the stickers in the back windows of trucks?
No, the flags.
Okay.
Legitimate flags.
Anybody go by still, you with the windows down going, kick, kick, kick?
No, but I'm still, there's this house about, I don't know how far in between where I come from and here, Spring and here. There's a house that has a roof. And it's even got the whirly birds. You know what those are? Those big metal things on top of roofs that spin and pull the hot air out.
Yep.
Or suck cold air in. I'm not sure which. But it's a fully shingled roof with the whirly birds on a concrete pad with studs and nothing else. And it looks like it's been there for 15 years. And I'm thinking,
is it a summer party house or, party shell?
It's essentially, it looks like if someone were to rip all the siding off of a house, take out the sheetrock and just gut it's just studs all the way around, nothing in the middle, just the outside square studs,
sink
and it's
bathtub,
no,
toilet, no.
And I'm thinking, it's been there for so long, do something with it, either finish it or tear it down.
Seriously,
it's just I don't know, it's almost like a landmark. That's how I know I have like an hour left to get
it, your
40
landmark
minutes. So when I'm about halfway here, because mine is a hour 45 is what it said it would take for me.
Mine was 90 minutes. Door to door was
90
minutes.
Oh, look at you. You're closer than me?
It wasn't bad this time.
How is that even possible?
Because I think I finally figured out that taking the beltway around from Sugar Land isn't the smart move.
No, get on I-10.
I just took 59 straight down into I-10, hit I-10, took it down, and it was
there you go.
Good to go.
There you go. Did you watch any football last night?
I stomached it.
You stomached
it? God, it was awful. That was just bad football,
Did
man.
You see my tweet? I was like, well, we wanted football. Oh, my God. What a horrible,
6-3 at the
horrible
half.
Game.
Bad, decision-making by the Falcons early, going for it inside the five. But
yeah, why do you run at Fletcher Cox? Why do you do that?
Stupid.
Yeah.
And then the second half, it takes the Philly part deux to get it done. Now they're saying that they did that intentionally to take a shot at Tom Brady for the play that he couldn't execute in the Super Bowl.
Hey, yes. Listen.
You found a play that finally worked because your offense sucked.
No, I'm here to tell you, Nick Foles, if you're in a 16-team league and you're looking for help, wide receiver 3 right there, Nick Foles, will get you.
Well, he ain't QB1. I can tell you that.
Let's see. Let's see if he beat anyone in receiving yards in the box score. You want to bet that he did?
Did Zach Ertz wasn't exactly catching much.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Receiving yards?
Yeah.
Nick Foles? Fourth on the team.
Who did he beat?
I'm telling you, he's a wide receiver 3.
Who did he beat?
You should go pick him up right now. Put him in your flex. Nick Foles as your flex wide receiver.
You're saying he's the new Tim Tebow? He can play. We just don't know what position.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
He had more yards than Carter. he had more yards than Freeman out of the backfield even.
Well, at least Freeman has a primary role, which is toting the rock.
I don't know. I mean, his percent catch, 100. Better hands than Tom Brady.
Evidently so, and then they were gloating in it. Don't gloat too much. If that play doesn't work,
that's
your
bad.
Entire offensive scheme and plan sucked. You were awful.
It was an awful game all around. I mean, when you look at the number of penalties that were called, when you look at how do you screw up, I don't know, maybe you saw it differently, but the first catch that they went and reviewed.
Oh, Julio Jones?
Yeah.
Awful.
I thought that was a catch.
Up? No, it rolled on the ground.
Oh, I didn't see.
I didn't see that
the
part.
Back angle on the ground. Every angle I saw.
Oh no, the Julio
it
Jones
sat on his shoulder
that,
pad.
That one, yes. But I'm talking about the one previous in the first half.
I didn't see
oh
yeah,
no, it did
game.
Go on the ground. It did go on the ground.
Early in the game, in the first
that
half,
was the
there
one.
Was a review. Yeah,
that was
well,
Sanu, wasn't it?
They said it was moving. I don't know if it was Sanu. I don't remember who it was. But that to me looked like an incomplete pass because it moved on the ground.
Right.
They called that a catch. I thought Julio Jones made the catch.
I didn't
see the ball move at all.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. No, I just – why have replay if you can't get it right? I don't understand. And then, you know, you heard the replay official that the broadcast team has, and they're saying, well, they're trying to be less invasive
intrusive.
I don't care if you're invasive or not. I just want you to get the stuff right.
Absolutely. Just get it right.
That makes no sense.
And by the way, I'm still anti.
It's like, well, we could probably change this, but let's not be invasive. No, get the damn call right. That's all I care about.
Now, you got people here with gardening questions. I got one. I got one that I'll legitimately.
I've already had a monkey grass question come up, and I was, like, stunned. I was like, wow, I don't really know that much about monkey grass. I told him to go with Aztec grass. That's what you do. That's the move right there.
Sorry, Nick. The only reason why I was saying that was because the entire green zone can be eliminated, too.
Just tell them to swap out.
Stupid when you watch football that you not only need a yellow line for first downs, but green area to figure out how far it is from where the ball is to get to that yellow line. You need a coloring book. You don't need a football field, a game to watch on TV. It's absolutely stupid. And then if there's a replay, you're like, okay, well, when the dark green grass came into play, it altered how the guys showed up on the screen. I don't need it. I know how far they got to go with the yellow line. It's ridiculous.
I feel like you're more passionate about the green zone than you are replay and how bad it was.
No, I agreed with you on replay. But the green zone to me is redundant, and it's ridiculous.
I like it. I don't know. I can't.
Shocker.
Did I like it?
Yes.
Or do you think I'm just trying to be the opposite of
yes.
it, and I'm being cantankerous?
No, yes.
I like it because it shows, I mean, it gives you an idea. There's nothing wrong with it.
See,
you like that?
All right, yep, Charlie Palillo.
You like the big words. I knew that was coming too.
Yeah, I got my word of the day done early. No, I don't mind it. It's not like it bothers me or takes away from my football watching. It's just there. You were probably like, that's stupid, that yellow line. There's already a yard marker. What do you need that damn yellow line for? What's next? They're just going to all be out there in skirts?
Yep, then I burped, farted, spit my tobacco out, and grabbed me another brewski.
Although I will say this, somebody asked me about the tackling rules. I get a little bit why they're trying to be more cautious with wide receivers and the vulnerabilities there, but this whole driving the quarterback into the ground,
at this point,
just put a flag on them and call it, because it's getting to that point where you can't tackle them hard, you can't run at them hard, you can't complete the play. You're expecting a 300-pound fat ass to stop his momentum.
Right.
In the middle of playing football, be like, oh, I can't land on top of Nick Foles. It's football.
I forgot one of the writers writing it up after the game said he expected the lineman to levitate over Nick Foles. 300-plus pounds ain't levitating over a piece of paper, let alone Nick Foles.
No, you can get David Copperfield, and they're not levitating some of them big-ass dudes. It's ridiculous that they expect these guys to be able to stop.
But I will say the new rules.
Mid-tackle.
The new tackling rules.
Also, some of them are so fat that even if it's just half their body, it's still going to hurt.
Yes.
I mean.
But I'll say this. The new tackling rules did make a difference last night in the fact that even the announcers were talking about in the past, that receiver would have been laid out and would have been crushed.
Yeah, I missed that. What's wrong with that?
Well.
That's football.
I'm just saying, it's fine. At least there wasn't excessive penalties on a call that they don't even know what to make.
There's only 107 penalties in the game.
Because there was enough otherwise, right. All right, we're just getting started. It's the usual suspects from Beaumont. We'd love to see you stop on by. 2325 Calder Avenue. If you get a chance, stop on by. See us. Barry and I are here until 4. Blitz is here up until 7.
Yeah, don't forget our comedian of the week this week on an FYI Friday, Keisha Hunt. We'll have 3 clips from her as well, and I'll go through her background and bio for you on the other side.
Sounds good. All right, so we got all that on an FEF Friday, and we got you too. So buckle up the seatbelts. Thanks for taking us along for the ride. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Well, old man, when they talking to you, they got to rub their nose. I don't know what that is. Hey, listen here, I want to ask you a question. Listen here. And don't make them mad. They'll stump their foot to prove a point. Hey, listen, I'm trying to talk to you. Hey, listen, come on.
Hey, there's our comedian of the week on an FEF Friday, F for Funny, Keisha Hunt. Barry's going to give you a little backstory on Keisha.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Keisha Hunt perform, lots of energy. She's been on a ton of stuff. Who's Got Jokes, Last Comic Standing, Jamie Foxx Presents, NBC Stand Up for Diversity. You can hear her on Pandora, Sirius Satellite, tons of content out there. You can follow her on Twitter, at Keisha Hunt. Super funny. I'm telling you, if you're in Houston and you see her on a show, it's a must go, because when you, like, I'm pretty high energy on stage, and very few, there's some comics that are, can rival that. She blows me out of the water as far as energy and enthusiasm and the fact that she's super funny. So if you get a chance, check her out.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Good deal. All right. So we started talking about, what do we call Beaumont if we just don't want to be plain and call it Beaumont? And Lance wants to get in here and tell us his thoughts. What's up, Lance?
Oh, nothing, just working in Beaumont. Hey, the nickname is called Beaumont because there's nothing to do around here and the town sucks.
See, I'm trying to stay upbeat and positive, and you want to cut it down and call it Beaumont?
Lance, that wasn't appropriate, sir.
No.
That was, well, we just had two confirmed yeses on that as well.
That's not nice.
Yeah, that's not nice, man. I don't know. Somebody said Beaumont on Twitter, Joey Domingo.
Beaumont is better than Beaumont. Beaumont has other implications, both drug-related and otherwise, which I don't think you want.
Can we just go with the Mont and be nice about it? Why do we have to be so mean to Beaumont?
The Mont.
I mean, I know Nick hates the 409. I get that.
Not true. Not true. Obviously, Lance does, because he called it Beaumont. No. I love B-Town or the Mont.
Oh. See, I like B-Town as well, Nick. I'm going to go with B-Town.
I'm okay with B-Town.
B-Town likes you. You overcame your early stumble in the 409.
The stumble that you two created. I didn't create that stumble.
Oh, that's not true.
So Taylor Wilson on Twitter said, "Fat asses, those guys are more athletic than you are in your sleep." Well, I'm glad you're taking everything serious on a Friday, Taylor.
Dude, I
am super glad to see.
Do you work out in your sleep?
Huh?
Do you work out in your sleep?
No.
Oh, then you're not that athletic. I'm just making sure I clarified it.
But he did say thanks for, because I responded to him on Twitter. I said, "Settle down, Captain Sirius." And then he takes a shot at Patrick Creighton for all. He goes, "Well, thanks for responding. Patrick Creighton is too scared."
You know why? Because Patrick Creighton is tired because he was working out in his sleep last night.
Screaming.
Pumping some iron, and he doesn't have time for your crap.
Oh. That's, wow. All right.
Jeez. Jared says they call Beaumont the BMT.
The BMT?
You get that with chips and a drink for $4.99. I'd like the BMT. No, you don't call it the BMT.
The BIMT?
Yeah, I want a BMT, chips, and a drink. $4.99, sir. No.
It's a feisty Friday. I feel like everybody's wound up.
Yeah, it's good.
It's the FEF Friday. It's for feisty because everybody's wound up. Our promotions crew is here.
Yeah.
They're ready to go. What DVDs do we have to give away to the people?
To you mean?
Adrift? Never heard of it.
Well, you'll watch it tonight.
The Terror, never heard of it. Ash versus Evil Dead. How is that even on DVD? That's like 19 years old. All right.
Arthur Ash?
Well, he Higher is. Power?
Arthur
never
Ash
heard of
is
it.
Dead.
Never heard of it. That's it. That's all the DVDs we have. That's what we're giving to the people. We're giving a bunch of movies that no one's ever heard of. And a movie that's 50 years old.
And by the way, your guy...
There's an actual film inside of the DVD case. It's just a film that you have to put on a reel-to-reel to watch.
You
got to
use your kaleidoscope or whatever this is when you were kids. Hey, by the way, your boy Shane here, okay?
Uh-huh.
So yesterday he wears his snug-up-top Eagles polo in white.
Yeah.
Right?
And called
right,
you
right,
a non-believer.
Right.
Called you a non-believer,
no,
which you were.
I
which
did
you
not
were.
Call him a non-believer. I
no,
just
you, he
I,
called you a non-believer.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't think they were going to win.
Yeah.
All right. So today, I guess it's because they won, he wears his green Eagles golf shirt.
Okay.
All right? And proceeds like he's coasting because of the big win to have the two females he's working with do all the heavy lifting. He made them carry in all the boxes, set up the table.
There goes that bus. You just got run over by a dude.
Put
the
banners down. I'm like, Shane, at any point, he finally strolls in like 10 minutes after they did everything, and he strolls in with like one strap of the backpack like he's coming in off a fourth-hour recess.
Is this true?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Ladies, is
How's
this
it
true?
All going today? I'm like, what is
–
I said, are you going to do anything today?
Now, see, they're nice. They're not
throwing
him under the
bus. They have to sit next to him, of course.
Did you really make the chicks put all the stuff
up? Shane, be honest.
Yeah, okay, stop. Stop right there. Because I said, did you really make the chicks put all the stuff up? And he starts his sentence with, I'll be honest. That's all I needed. Yes, you totally made them do that. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Andreas, did he not do that?
Wow.
Yep.
This is a weird Friday. This is a...
It's a freaky Friday.
Are you from Philly, Shane? No? I was going to say that would explain why you were so rude to the ladies, but I guess not. They are rude in Philly? Yeah, they booed a baby. Of course they're rude. They booed a baby. Do you not remember that in the Vikings game?
Yeah, well...
Remember the couple?
Yes.
There was a couple in Vikings gear in Philly walking a baby to the stadium, and people were like, bleep you, baby. Boo! Who boos a baby?
Time out.
Philly fan does.
Let's go a step further. The old stadium had a courthouse and a judge to make quick rulings. They threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Dude, that's all fine. They booed an infant?
Vikings had the 91-year-old lady the week before that was everybody was talking about. She was like the Loyola nun. She goes to the Philly game, and they're throwing beer cans at all the Vikings fans and bashing, trying to get a piece of
what
her.
What was her name? What was the lady's name?
She's like 91 years old.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
What was the – all I know is that
she's
they
with
had
the Vikings.
A sign.
Shane's not going to know that.
Yeah, they had a sign that they marched – once they beat the Vikings, they had a sign in Philly that they carried through the streets of Philadelphia – that called that lady, sweet old lady, the C word. Who does that? Philly fans.
Same Philly fans that make the females carry everything in the promo truck instead of doing over a horse crap football game last night that he's lucky to have won.
By the way, everyone is saying that Beaumont is called Big Money Beaumont.
I'm sorry?
Big Money Beaumont. That's what
because that
being
rolls
told.
Off the tongue too.
Yeah, that's what I'm being told. Big Money on the text line. Big Money Beaumont. Yeah, Nick, you're gonna have to tell us because we literally can't hear anything.
No
in
problem.
The headphones. But I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Apparently the music is playing.
Oh, okay. BMB.
Yeah. Big Money Beaumont.
Are you kidding me right now?
That's what they're saying. That's what the kids are saying on the text lines.
Okie dokie. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We are at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder. Come on down to Beaumont and see us. Hang out with us till 4, Blitz till 7, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects from B-Town. Beaumont. BMT.
The Mont.
No, that's ridiculous.
Nope, the Mont. I'm sticking with it. I don't care what you say.
Of course you are. We like to give away things to you, the peoples, that make yourself suspects and make you a part of this show that we appreciate. So, therefore, the time is now. Oktoberfest Houston is coming. It's the event that showcases the best in German and Texas culture, craft beer, music lovers gathering, most festive day of the year, so they say. So grab your Lederhosen to taste a variety of beers while you listen to the best polka music in Texas. Whee! At the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park, September the 29th. General admission starts at just $25. You can get your tickets at Oktoberfest with a K, Houston.com. That's OktoberfestHouston.com. But of course, because we are givers and takers, we're going to give this time. We're going to give you two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. You just be caller number 10. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You're caller 10. You win the tickets to Oktoberfest.
Okay.
The papal parade has arrived as the popes are now present and accounted for.
Where are the popes at?
Right there.
Hey, what's up, Pope fam? How are we?
Lauren and Ginger Pope are here for the festivities.
By the way, Michelle, our promotions manager.
Yep, Mickey
director,
D.
Director? Is it director?
I don't think so.
Promotions director, director of promotions.
Okay.
She texted me and said, don't be dogging out our movies. All our new releases, and when I get a promotion, never mind.
There you go, previewing on.
Why would you read that text on the air?
Commercials.
Because she started cursing at me.
See, Nick?
You probably deserved it. Why would you read that text on the air?
She said all those are new releases. I have no idea. I've not heard of any of those.
Look at that. Atta boy, Justin. Justin just tweeted in the picture of Jim Adler's offices.
Oh, there you go.
Bottom.
Retweet that.
Top floor. I'm retweeting it right now, at Pac-Man Joel. Justin driving by sees the tech. We hammered him. Jim Adler. Can't see a one eye.
Any other? I'm not looking at you. Any other takeaways from last night's game before we move
sucked.
On from it?
Did I mention that? It was terrible. It was hard to watch. And the pregame festivities took forever and a day.
I didn't watch them.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know there was the weather delay.
Yeah, and so then because NBC, way to plan ahead and put a roof on your stage, they had them doing it out of the tunnel.
Oh, nice.
So they had Dungy, Rodney Harrison, and Tirico in the tunnel with, like, ushers in their plastic bag, ponchos, everybody walking by. It's like, can you just, I don't know, go back to the studio in New York and throw someone in there?
I think
it was terrible.
If you're Atlanta, you have to – it's one of those games where you feel like, how did we lose that game?
Absolutely.
Nick Foles throws for 117 yards. Did you see his QB rating? 26.2. Oh. How do you lose the defending champs there without your Carson Wentz? You know, yeah, he's the Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles. He does nothing all game. They scratch out. It felt like they scratched out 113 yards on the ground. But, I mean, Atlanta couldn't run the ball. Matt Ryan was average at best. He was pedestrian as far as his rating goes. He put up some yards. But if you're Atlanta, you have to look at that game and go, what the hell, man? How do you lose that game? Perfect opportunity to steal one. You were on the road. You had an opportunity. I don't know. Back to the drawing board for Atlanta already.
If not for the running game of the Eagles, they really Ajayi was huge.
Yeah.
You know, he was tough. He was gaining yards after the hits. He was grinding out yards. He got him into the end zone. He was big. But overall, I mean, and on the flip side, if you don't have Julio Jones, Atlanta, which was supposed to hit the ground running and be this team that could upset everybody in the NFC, didn't look all that much better.
No, and that's the thing. You wonder about some of the play calling and just the fact that when you're, you know, fourth and goal on the road, they go for it, they get stuffed, you take the points right there.
A lead early on the road is big, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a weird – wildly disappointing football game to start the year. I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, obviously you take it.
Yep, get the win any way you can.
But yeah, I think I'm and let's just go ahead and get this out of the way because I know. Well, the tweet that I sent out is getting a lot of heat, a lot of traffic, a lot of hate both ways. But did you see the Colin Kaepernick commercial?
I did.
I feel like this was all much ado about nothing. The whole commercial was encouraging kids to be better. But we're out. Everybody's burned their damn shoes. There's a bunch of hillbillies at work this week with bare feet because they burned their shoes. They were so upset. And turns out he was just encouraging kids to be better. I feel like this was all a waste.
Three quarters of the commercial, you don't even know unless you are really, really astute in sports and follow every interview. You don't even know whose voice it is.
It was,
and three quarters of the way through the commercial, you see his silhouette, you see the hair, you see everything, and then the camera pans and shows his face. But you're right. Overall, regardless of what side of the fence you're on this, I thought that commercial was harmless.
Yeah, I do too. Did you see OU Mike has already checked in?
I did not.
Is he still there, Nick?
He is.
Okay, OU Mike wants to talk about Vikings fan fiasco. OU Mike, what's up?
Now, I heard y'all talking about the Vikings fan, Grandma Millie.
Yeah.
Mike, you dated her back in the day, didn't you? She was hot?
Well, I'm just I've been thinking here for a few minutes, and I was wondering if Nick could play some Ready for the World, Love You Down. Thank you, Nick.
What?
I don't know.
I Love You Down. What am I missing?
What the hell was that?
My OU Mike decoder ring isn't working today. I look to you for guidance
don't
here.
I don't speak redneckanese. I have no idea what the hell he just said. I have no idea what that meant.
Ready for the World, Let Me Love You Down.
Is
I know
she
the
dead
song.
Or something? Is
no,
she, is
I,
she died?
I don't know if he's inferring that he would or has or did or.
I don't know. OU Mike, that was a terrible way to end the week. I'm ashamed of you. I'm disappointed in you. And now you make me question whether I want to take any calls from you next.
Well, he's 0 for 2 because he called in last hour.
Yeah, it was okay.
No, I'm talking about Patrick Creighton's hour, filling in for Palilla.
Oh, he called Patrick Creighton and crapped the bed there as well?
Yeah, Creighton didn't give him much credit there either.
Well, it's not surprising, is it really?
No, not really.
Oh, but, I mean, at the same time, the only way he can possibly save face is some text. That at least one explain the bad joke or call or whatever that was.
Yeah, I'm going to need an explanation on the text line, OU Mike.
I'm struggling to find the song. What's the name? I Love You Down.
Let Me Love You Down by Ready for the World.
Good
the
song.
Same group that did Oh Sheila, Nick, back before you were born.
Well, that's not a shock.
But don't go out with the slow version. There's a fast version that they remade. That's the better one. If you play the slow one, everyone will fall asleep.
Or this is the slow version?
We don't want that. Let me love you down. Yeah.
That's the slow version.
Yeah.
All right, that's the one we'll go with.
Terrible.
You can't be horny in your sleep because, Barry, you got to work out in your sleep because you're, you know, in your sleep is when you get your athlete on.
According to Trey or whoever.
Trevor, whatever his name is.
I don't know.
Hey, I want to tell you that we are at Luke's Ice House here in Beaumont. You should be too, 2325 Calder. And at the same time, they are going to make it even easier for you because Miller Lite and Coors Light, $12 buckets all day. We got some cool refreshment bucket sitting right in front of us. Half price nachos as well. So we want to give our shout outs and thanks. Miller Lite, Coors Light. Oh my goodness, they're doing it for you. It's going to be a great weekend. Football galore, college on Saturday, pro on Sunday, Sunday night and Monday. Come on over to Luke's Ice House.
They put a bucket of Coors Light and Miller Lite in front of us.
Yep.
And I immediately started partaking. How much do you think an Uber
is?
Way
to go, Fred and AJ.
How much do you think an Uber is back to Spring, Texas?
A lot.
Do you think that's expensive?
A lot.
Like $120, I'm guessing.
$120.
But if you're kicking it for the day in big money Beaumont, you should be able to pull the necessary funds together to get that done.
All right, so I'm not as worried about that as having to. I think the price to pay would be having to listen to my wife bitch at me. Because she has to bring me back
drive
tomorrow
to
get my truck.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know if that's going to be worth it. So I may not drink too many of these Miller Lights or Coors Lights. Just a couple.
If you get to the point where you sing Let Me Love You Down as you're drinking another beer, we could have problems.
Listen, there's not enough beer that would have me sing that to you. All right?
I appreciate that more than you know.
There is enough beer. You can make Barry do some weird things when he's under the influence.
What? Like what?
Like Summerfest, even start.
Like what?
Like Summerfest.
Like Summerfest?
Yeah, you'll do weird things under the influence.
Besides go shopping at Forever 21, I face planted in the sand. That happens to all drunk people, I feel like. I feel like all drunk people face plant. No? Okay, I feel like most drunk people will wander into a mall for no reason. I feel like that's a thing that they do. No? Why are you putting a sign?
I just wanted to sign that at some point. Face down, ass up, sun face.
Sun face?
Sun face. We're not calling it Sunfest anymore.
Get
I just
want
to take
here.
The marker, but sun face, where you face planted in the sand.
He's got a Sunfest shirt, Nick, and he's rubbing it in that I.
Well, I'm not rubbing it on you. I'm just showing you that it should be sun face.
God, I hate you guys so much. I don't know why I work with y'all.
All right, we're going to go to break, come back with a whole lot more. We're in Beaumont. You're wherever you are, but you're with us, and we appreciate you. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
But before we do, guys, it's official. Last night made it official. Football season is here. Make the games a little more interesting, why don't you? Get on board with MyBookie. Just remember, Who you're betting on is as important as who you're betting with. MyBookie is the online destination to get some action on any game out there. I even heard Fred talking about the fact you can bet on the horses. Driving in, I heard, you can bet on e-gaming. Dude, they've got everything for you. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years, and it's why I recommend them and why, for the first time ever, I'm betting this year, and I'm doing it with MyBookie. And the other reason I'm doing it is because when you win, they pay you. You get your money back. That's super important when you're deciding who to put your money with. Do it with MyBookie. They've got in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can bet on the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. So on your computer or mobile phone, do me a favor. Get your phone out, pull over to the side of the road, Google MyBookie, and get your account started today. And if you do that and you use promo code radio, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. You heard that correctly. A dollar for dollar match on your first deposit. Use promo code radio. It's super easy to get started. Just Google MyBookie, M-Y-B-O-O-K-I-E. Get started. Set up an account. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back from Beaumont, B-Town.
The Mont.
The BMT with chips and a drink. Come on by Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder. You can have fun with the Pope or Popes, plural.
Yeah, the Popes. There's both of them are
Popes
here.
Popes are here. Brought the Pope mobile.
The world famous Popes.
Now,
look, you notice the? Do you notice the koozie that she has? What does it say?
I have no idea. I can't read that from
it
here.
It says, say, girl.
I can't read that from here.
I want to treat you like my pinky toe.
I need my glasses. Oh.
And bang you on the coffee table. That is a Barry Laminack special right there.
I'm very well aware of what
yes.
it is.
Yes. Yeah. No. All right.
Now, when you take the Papal Mobile yes. places, when it's hot like this, do you take the plexiglass down and just make air conditioning? Or Yeah. See?
Very good.
They're not out there waving in Dominus Ominous and all that when it's hot.
That's right. Did you notice that we have two calls? The very first call on the board right now is a guy that doesn't want to talk about his football team. He wants to talk trash about – this is so Houston Texans fans of you, Clarence, to talk about
it
another
really
team.
Is. Hey, guys, how you doing? You see that
Clarence
crap
is here,
last
and he wants to trash the Falcons, I'm guessing. Clarence, what's up?
First off, Barry, I don't give a damn what you think right now.
Okay.
Because the Falcons suck, and they suck so hard.
So you're excited that another team lost, not that your team won?
No. I'm excited that the Falcons lost. Not anyone else. The Falcons.
That's
before
just,
I get to that,
oh,
if you
oh,
never
petty-ass Clarence.
Got... Yeah, petty. Petty Clarence. I am being so petty. Because guess what? They suck. They can't even get in the end zone if it pulled it down for them and showed them where it was. That's how much they suck.
Okay.
And, I mean, that game yesterday, it was bad by NFL standards. There was a point where they had more flags than points.
Clarence, it was That's bad
so
by IA Division III football standards. It was awful.
It was Texas Aggies bad.
Oh, see? Now you're getting it.
Hey,
buried.
hey, bitch. Watch
oh,
out.
Oh, no. Oh.
They haven't
don't
been blown
you,
out by Clemson yet. Slow down.
Don't make me start calling names out here, Clarence.
Because bitch didn't qualify.
I'm just messing with you, Clarence. What else you got, bud?
All right, y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy it out there.
All right, I'll say it for you. Go Saints. There you go.
I'm
go
not
Saints.
Saying that. We appreciate Richard Petty calling the show.
Yeah.
In his spare time.
Petty White.
Jeez. Got another call. This one's also NFL related. Let's hit up Steve. Steve, what's up?
Hey, I was going to tell you, I've been a long-time Raider fan since the Heidi game. At first, I was really mad that they traded Mac. I couldn't believe they did that. But the more I thought about it, I said, we got two number one picks. We got a third-round pick. We got a sixth-round pick. I know it's hard to replace somebody with Max Caliber, and he's a generational player like Howie Long said. But you know what? We're going to live. We're going to not have all, $80, $90 million tied up just in the signing bonus and all this other stuff. So actually, in a roundabout way, it goes to show you that not one player is more important than the team. So I'm glad that he's gone in a way, because he couldn't believe he got traded. He's like, I can't believe this. But you know what? Life goes on. Well, short-term, Raider fans are going to suffer. I like the fact that they're playing the Rams at home under lights. Those people get loud and rowdy, the black hole, the whole area. And I think the Raiders have a good chance to win that game. I want to hear what you think.
All right, appreciate the call, Steve. First of all, I think you're absolutely crazy if you're glad that Khalil Mack is gone. I think you're insane. You don't want an elite pass rusher like that guy is off your team.
When your teammates on both sides of the ball come out right away and say how devastated they were to see him leave,
yeah.
Look at the difference between when Dez left in Dallas,
yep,
and all the guys were like, bye. Bye, Felicia. See ya. But when you see how the Raider teammates reacted to Khalil Mack, your defense was what it was because the signal call, the guy that made it all work, the straw that stirs the drink, was Khalil Mack. Now, do I think the Bears overpaid? Yes. Do I think you guys got a lot for the future? But the future is still, when you're talking about now and you want to know who's going to win on Monday night, without Khalil Mack, you're going to stop the Rams. It's going to be easier with Todd Gurley and all them? No.
Listen, I think as far as the game goes, well, I think for the season, I have the Raiders in the bottom third of the NFL this year. I think they might win 8 games if they're lucky. But I think they're at the top of the bottom, if that makes sense. I have them ranked
it makes sense.
22nd in the NFL right now. But, dude, if you think you're going to go – the Rams are a top-10 team. They're a perennial
Super Bowl contender.
If you think the Raiders – just because they're at home and they don't have Khalil Mack. Even if they had Khalil Mack, I wouldn't give them a chance to beat the Rams. The Rams are just that good, and I hate to say it, but I know you guys trust Gruden, and his reputation is one of a guy that can coach, that he's going to have these guys ready to go, and maybe he will. Maybe Derek Carr will be better than he was last year. Maybe the Raiders' offense will be better. I don't think it's going to be better than the Rams. The Rams are an elite team this year, so I just don't see them winning that game.
Yeah, I mean, and essentially, like I said, too, I mean, the biggest thing, too, when you look at the game and everything else, well, you just traded away your now for a whole lot of future, and you don't know if you're going to get those draft picks right. You got a good GM in Reggie McKenzie, but that does nothing for your fan base or your defense this year.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
There you have it. So we got a big, excuse me, we got a big weekend coming up with college and pro football. We'll have picks later in the show. So we'll get to that. We also got Cody Stutes, if the name rings a bell. Yeah, that's right. We have got good general managers, too. We bring in talent, even from other teams. So Cody Stutes is going to join us. We're going to wrap about
some
football.
I got so many questions for Cody. He doesn't know.
Are any of them related about football?
No, it's all about just 6'10 and what goes on over
there. I love it. Let them fly.
So many questions.
Fly, Barry, fly.
Yes.
Fly, questions, fly.
I hope he's not listening, but the very first question I'm going to ask him is, who was the douchiest over at 6'10"?
I'm going to ask him how many times he got sick of hearing.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Okay. How much did he actually hate John Lopez?
He'll
so
cover
hopefully,
that.
Hopefully he'll cover all this for us.
So you Cody so? Stutes, yeah. Cody Stutes
Damn
joining
it.
Us at after halftime. So about 2:30, he'll be jumping on the show, talking some football, talking about games and matchups to watch this weekend, including Texans and Patriots. That's the early game in Foxborough. And then Sunday Night Baseball, Astros, Red Sox in the finale of the 3-game series this weekend. Should be a big one. Should be good watching baseball when you have Garrett Cole on the hill at Fenway starting tonight. A series that everybody's going to look forward to as a possible preview of the American League Championship Series. So we got that as well. So some good sports this weekend on the agenda.
Indeed. I heard Patrick Creighton driving in, and somebody had asked him, would you rather go to the Patriots-Texans game or an Astros-Red Sox game? And he said without a doubt that it was Astros-Red Sox. And I'm thinking, there's only 161 other Astro games that you could attend possibly. There's only 15 more Patriots games, 15 more Texans games, and just the one where they play each other. I don't know.
Let me flip it for you. That's Fenway Park. If you've
yeah,
never
I was just
been
gonna
there
say.
Before.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It matters a lot, and those tickets are hard to come by.
You can catch another game later.
You can't get tickets to Fenway, bro.
Bro, if you had to make a choice this weekend alone, I'm going to go watch the Texans because you know what? There's two other games in the series. With the Red Sox and the Astros. Why? There's a multitude of games. Plus, you could probably get playoff tickets and watch them. You're going to pass up an opportunity.
If I got to choose between one and the other, I'm taking the opportunity, if, especially, like I said, if you've never been to Fenway Park before and you've got the opportunity to see that iconic ballpark and see that matchup. And again, there's plenty more football games to be seen. You can see them. You just know how the schedules work.
You're not going for the baseball. You're going because of the architecture?
No, I'm obviously dialed into the two best teams in the American League record-wise playing as well. So there's a lot of things that will draw me to watching baseball at Fenway Park in the heat of the end of the regular season of baseball as opposed to the first week of the NFL.
That's your answer.
It is.
Nick. That's your answer.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to Fenway Park, man.
But you could go any other time.
I mean,
you
Patrick.
Can't. Tickets just don't fall out of trees like they do at Minute Maid Park.
Bro, when the
Fenway's sold out for every game.
I promise you, if the Tampa Bay Rays are in town, you could grab a ticket off of SeatGeek or whatever the hell people use.
Go ahead, try that and see what you're going to pay for it if you can get one.
So your answer is Fenway. You're going to go watch the Astros and the Red Sox play one of three games, including – one of maybe 4 to 7 more in the playoffs.
You're lobbying right now. You
as opposed to the one game versus the Patriots and Tom Brady. And he may never play again because he's 107 and he's on bad legs. That's your choice, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, like I said.
Yeah, you guys are dumb. You guys are dumb.
Lame! Nick had an opinion and he hammered it because he didn't agree with him. Now it's Barry Laminack on a billboard and on the building. We hammered him.
He captured it. I love it. Oh, that's good stuff. I don't know. I would choose the football game on
Wait,
the
you
road.
Would?
I would choose the football game
on
the
road.
Road.
They're both on the road.
You could catch the Astros and Red Sox here in the
playoffs. They're both on the road. You want to see the ballpark too.
You think there's going to be another chance to catch the Patriots and Texans playing for a while?
Sure.
Not until the schedule's line. It ain't
what about the playoffs? They might meet in the playoffs. They might end up in the playoffs. You never know.
No. That's not happening. You could catch the Red Sox Astros here at Minute Maid. There's no reason.
And miss Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I'm saying go another time to Fenway. Have you been to Yankee Stadium?
Yep.
I went to Yankee Stadium.
I went to both.
It was great. Wish I saw the old one, honestly.
Oh, I saw the old one.
Yeah, I went to old Yankee Stadium. It was great, but it wasn't like majestic or anything. It's just it's a
baseball
stadium.
Guy, so it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
to
you're
you.
Right.
You're a football guy
you're
that
right.
wants to see Week One football between the Patriots.
I feel
and
like
the
if I went to Wrigley or Fenway, just like I went to Yankee Stadium, it would be great at the moment, but I would be like, eh.
No.
I mean, once you're there for 10 minutes, nothing else.
It's really good.
Okay.
All right.
You would have told me that about Yankee Stadium too, wouldn't you?
No, Yankee Stadium was different to me. And I'm not a huge Yankee – I mean, a New York fan. But at the same time, you could feel from the concourses and everything the aura of everything that happened at Yankee Stadium, but it was different than Fenway and Wrigley for me. Very much so.
Okay.
So, all right, if you guys want to chime in on that or anything else, 713-780-3776. That's our number, HRP Listener Line. Text, call, or you can also hit us up on Twitter. It's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. Right now, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Fitz Roofing because we know that people are still digging out from the hurricane, and there are storm chasers and deposit thieves and sketchy roofers all over the place. They want your money up front, then they're going to skip town without doing the work, or they're going to do shoddy work that you're not happy with, and then you can't get in touch with them. That's not the case if you get a local roofer like Fitz Roofing. They use only the top quality product like CertainTeed shingles. And a matter of fact, they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the United States roofers meet that criteria to attain that elite status. You guessed it. They got it. That's why you go to them. Their base warranties are longer than your average roofing company. And not only do they do outstanding work on your roof, they care about the community. They're entrenched in being in H-Town. Therefore, they give 10% of their profits back to a nonprofit they created called Fitz for Families, where they give roofing repairs and roof repairs and actual roofs to people that can't afford them but need them desperately. The money goes to help people who have financial constraints but really need a new roof over their head. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. Why wouldn't you call? 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001, FitzRoofing.com. You get a free no-obligation inspection if you call or reach out to them. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one roof and one home at a time.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.